I'm in kind of a holding pattern because I had a little bit of a false start with one of them where we were kind of agreeing in arcane language in agreements, you have $1 and other good and valuable considerations. Well, they were insulted because we were only giving them $1 for their property when, in fact, we had $100,000 with the central services. We're going to connect them up. So they got all pumped up about the dollar and passed the $100,000. So I got to let them calm down and go back and explain that that's just a term. That really, or we would just have their value. Their property would appraise at $14,000. We're just paying for it and be done with it. But we got to get past this one point because I didn't understand that was going to be a problem, but it turned out to be. So at any rate, I think that's it. I think there's still a high value to that project. We have a lot of economic development along that corridor, particularly in the Victorian Heart. It has an industrial park platted in that area, and they have commitments to be there, but they need a transportation route to get them a different way through, instead of going through the both towns of Hollister and Branson, or going through the Mount Branson Hill complex and all that, they need another route in and out. Concrete road is not it, so we just need to figure that. So I think that's probably currently where we're at with that. But I think if we would go through, once Travis gets authority, work on the matrix again and some of that stuff, rename it in the matrix, do some things so that we have another, just to kind of clean sweep about where we're at with it. There will always be a lot of the legwork that's done, and the historic documents always reflect to that. The drawings all have that on there. That'll just be there for until they outlive. But I would like to see it termed Taney County something.
I was going down the road thinking of names that make everybody emotional. I think like Glacier National Park is going to the Sun Highway. This could be America the Beautiful Highway or something. I don't know.
Until Lake Freeway, I don't know.
We can get it related to this new bridge, this investment, major, huge investment going in there. Also, maybe that's a charge we ought to take on it with some names and mull them over and get a list of candidates that we could discuss at the next meeting. To make it something that starts to excite people about, you know, the development of that expressway or whatever we end up making.
I think it's part and parcel. I believe that there is a timing issue between the extension of Highway 86, which has some Bass Pro interest, and this. But I think whether it's this or whether it's the extension of 86, both of those have implications to the Transload Rail facility. Because once we get a decent road that gets down to the railroad tracks, away from the built-up area of town, I think we can make some progress on a transload facility. But we need to figure out how that's all going to work.
Well, the extension of 86 is not totally a separate issue. Sometime even beyond once the expressway was in, 86 going east might tie into that expressway. So that
quite possible.
It's a connector for the industrial area south of Hollister, connector for Johnny Morse's properties and all those developments down there, because it's immediately trying to get to the airport area, but naturally could tie in even into the wherever the east-west corridor ends up.
Once you get to the airport and you go straight north, it really is only about a mile and a quarter, maybe a little bit more, to be the highway, which comes right back to the east-west corridor. It would be a real easy loop. And for those of you that are familiar with really large events, particularly like the NASCAR events and that, they occupy or operate what's called moving parking lots. And so if we had alternate routes into those larger golf events, if they get a big PGA tournament, we're going to need to figure out a different way. Well, if you had that loop from the extension of 86 and then north to BB and the east-west corridor road, you can put a lot of traffic on the periphery and meter them into those big events and not have to shut down 65.
How far is that through there?
How far are you talking? To get to BB off of Ransom Creek Boulevard?
Yeah.
I think it's less than 2 miles. And again, of course, it's Taney County 2 miles, so there's this. But it's still, if you look at a map, that's very doable. You can see it up there, but very, very doable. So there's a lot of potential, as Ron points out, that it, just one of these doesn't stand alone. But
I would recommend that as we upgrade these write-ups, that we insert in both of those separate write-ups, you know, that they eventually could work in concert with one another to get the flow of traffic, particularly if we get a NASCAR facility out there, or something else that Johnny Morris has in mind that we don't even envision yet, to get the traffic in and out of there.
Yeah, the PGA golf tournaments are going to be, you know, we're using close to 20,000 a week for the one they have now. That will double or triple if they have a major event on the big tour. So that kind of stuff will challenge us out in the weeds. The other thing that happens here is, all the time people say, well, how lucky was this that this happened or that happened? Those things happened years ago, and now we're ready to capitalize on them, and they help us move forward. But if we don't look in terms like this, we're not going to be ready to go when the opportunities are here. We'll just pass it by because we're not ready to go. So that's really, it's a long-term investment. It may not be for us at the table, but it will be follow-on generations that can capitalize on that, and we can have jobs, and we can have schools and all the stuff that comes along with that development. But, and a lot of times when we have these routes that cut across the railroad tracks, there's implications for agriculture. I mean, we talk about John D's going to Alton, Illinois to bring feed back and that kind of stuff, where the rail car can come right here, transload it, and we can do that, ship rock out and feed in. And
rock salt for the winter?
I can use one of those right now. So at any rate, there's a lot of ideas, but I think both of these are there. But if, I'm all right with coming back with two or three names for the East West Road for next meeting and see if we can't come up with another way forward on a title for that.
And I think you're exactly right. There's no way that the preparation that Johnny Morris is doing, that he's not planning on, that's going to be a PGA Tour event. You know, that's going to be on the, you know, that'll be an annual at some point, you know, because he's just done so much more work than what just the Legends would require. So I think you're definitely right.
Do you want to look at Highway 86 extension as a new project on this? We have the interchange, but I don't think we've added an extension. Project.
I thought we recommended at our previous meetings.
It should be on there.
Maybe it is.
It is. It's under my district.
I think at a previous meeting we recommended for you to investigate. I was just looking on the list now as to the question I was going to ask you. Where is it going to be on the list?
Or, I could be wrong. I don't remember doing it, to be honest with you.
We used the old racetrack drawings from Great River. They're the ones that I submitted, and it's probably District 1 Project 6, 1-6.
I'll go back and look. It's not on there.
See if you can. I don't know if it's that important.
Here it is. Number 16. New interchange at No 86 and US 65.
Okay, that's an interchange.
That's a part of it. That's
what Travis is talking about.
That's a piece of it.
Maybe that included an extension with it, but I don't
think it did, because MoDOT owns most of the property around there. There's one little piece on Thunderbird Road that wasn't purchased, but the rest of it is there. Much as a significant part of property at Branch Creek Boulevard and Highway 65 is in place. So,
do we want to make that part of that interchange project, or make it a separate? The extension separate.
I don't want to say separate, because you're going to get such a large dollar figure if you're not careful when you, if you do them all together. And you could do two projects at once, but if you had to divide them up, you'd be, I'm going to guess that interchange is going to be $10 million nowadays, I suppose.
At least.
And that extension on that road is going to be close to that.
So if we get our $10,000 contract in place, we can then expect a draft of that project to look at for the next meeting?
Yep, I'm looking at it.
One additional thing I'd like to see consideration to think about, and maybe we can vote on a name, and but I believe this project, which is down to number four right now, the east-west corridor that is called now, ought to be bumped up. Unless we got something that's higher priority, ought to be bumped up to about number one for a lot of reasons. But I'm just asking to take a reevaluation of what the rating is now with the intent that we're pushing forward.
Where it has, he'll do his scoring, and it becomes a higher. That's the trick.
If they look in that vein, that we've got the impetus of pulling it to the front.
I think there was some work on that due to our TAC competition, and we moved some things around there because we needed the East West Corridor Road at a 20-some million-dollar project. That it wasn't really something that could fit into some of these other priorities, and I think we might have moved some around to get some that were competitive on a high priority. I'm not 100% sure about that.
I don't know that we really intentionally moved anything around. I think the list we gave them varied a little bit from this, but that each category on these scorings, I can't remember even now what we call it, but it has kind of a human element ranking to it. So if there's a project you feel like should be ranked higher, I'll double check that and make sure we kind of have that as high with the human element portion of it as we can.
And we can discuss the justification and hopefully sign off on that at the next meeting.
I mean, Travis has pointed out subjectivity here, and of course we've been up and down on two or three of those based on that.
Yes, sir. But I did notice that Randy got us listed on the website. This list is on there. It's buried in there. You got to search for it. Even I had to search for it, but I did find it. And it's updated with the latest version that we've got. So, you know, it went a long time trying to get it on there, but it's on there. So, Rick and Randy, I think we got it on there. I know we got it on there because I found it. And
we figured if we sent it over long enough, eventually it would go someplace. But it
I have a question related to that. Do you know if you post agendas on the Tandy County website?
These agendas we just send over to.
We do. Yeah, they send over.
Yeah, I haven't been able to find agendas for any county meetings. That's why I was wondering if I was looking in the wrong place or.
I don't think the agendas are.
Ms. White, you got any guess?
Okay. Those meetings are. There's no reason I can't see the weekly cat. Well, like your commission meeting? I can't find a reason to talk to them. Please get Sean. Okay, that's great. My other county, some of them are, you know, it just depends on the technical skills and the funds available. Some of them don't even have
part of the page. One guy that can do it, that's Sean McKinley. Okay. And he can do it.
David, can we send those names, candidate names, to you to formulate a short list that we can pick on or vote on?
Do it that way. The reason I advise on the agenda is I'm retiring from the city of Ransom, effective February 9th. So it's kind of like
shame on you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Hopefully. You can hang it out.
Sit in there.
Same
well, congratulations to you. Your achievements have been many, and your help with on this committee has been exemplary. We're going to really miss you. I assume there will be someone named.
A couple days ago, Keith Francis, my assistant, is going to do it in an interim basis and probably make a decision. So the director of public works come 12th of February.
Might you be able to attend the next meeting and introduce him to us?
I'm moving to Kansas City, too.
Any pride as to who we are? Yeah,
my girlfriend once said something like that.
Really?
I never saw her in the
And I got a call this morning at 8 o'clock from my realtor down here, and he said somebody just bought my house this morning, so.
Oh,
really? He is not coming back.